Welcome to the Powering Travel Podcast, brought to you by Expedia Group. I'm your new host, Elizabeth Goodridge. I'm the director of content for Expedia Group, and I spent years as a travel editor, learning the ins and outs of travel and the business of travel. You'll get to know me a lot more throughout the season, but in this episode, I'm handing over the mic to Tim Rosolio. He's the Vice President of Customer Success from Vrbo. Today, he heads to the small town of Temecula in Southern California. Tim sits down with Alex Uch, the owner of Villa Fabulosa, a property selected as one of Vrbo's vacation rentals of the year. They'll discuss Alex's background as an engineer, author, and now real estate entrepreneur. Alex will share his strategy behind his vacation rental, one he designed and custom built. He'll also talk about what makes for an award-winning property on Vrbo. So here is Tim Rosolio and Vrbo host Alex Uch on location at Villa Fabulosa.
Hello, Powering Travel listeners. I'm Tim Rosolio, VP of Vacation Rental Partnerships for Expedia Group. I'm particularly excited to be hosting the podcast this week because we are live on location. I am here at the Villa Fabulosa in Temecula, California, which is one of our vacation rentals of the year for 2025. I'm thrilled to be interviewing Alex Uch, who delivers amazing traveler experiences for our Vrbo customers. As president and CEO of Modern Luxury Builders, Alex Uch is a distinguished investor and real estate professional. He is also a best-selling author who has written and published over 300 books with more than 5 million copies sold. Some of his notable works include The Ultimate Home Buying Guide and Organizer, The Ultimate Home Selling Guide and Organizer, Home Buying Made Easy, and Home Selling Made Easy. Renowned for his skills as a home designer, interior decorator, and home builder, Mr. Uch has also designed, built, decorated, and managed two of the most popular short-term rentals in Temecula wine country. His expertise and achievements are truly inspiring. Please join me in welcoming Alex Uch. All right, Alex. So thanks again for joining us. You clearly have a very diverse background, done a lot of things. What got you into vacation rentals?
Well, that's a very interesting story, Tim. I have a very diverse background. Let me just give you an idea of where I came from and how I got here. But I grew up in Puerto Rico. In college, I got a BS in electronics engineering and a master in computer science. My first 10 years were designing guidance computer for cruise missiles, mine detection systems, communication radio for army tanks, nothing related to vacation rental.
Cruise missiles. Cruise missiles and vacation rentals, the full spectrum.
So I did that for a while. And then during the Cold War, when the Cold War was over, I had to find something else to do. I got laid off and I came up with an idea to put Kennedy inside a toy. We sold over 30 million toys, which was unbelievable. Great company. But then in the early 90s, all of a sudden, giving sugar to kids became taboo. So I had to reinvent myself and come up with something else to do. So because I have a master in computer science, I decided to create this very elaborate computer wedding planning system to help brides plan their wedding. So one day I got a call from someone that says, hey, I'm looking for an expert wedding consultant that can help us plan a really exclusive wedding in Mexico. I'm like, I'm your guy. I'm Spanish. I'm an expert wedding consultant. She hired me. So she told me, well, you know, I'm not supposed to tell you who my fiance is because he's sort of famous, but I'm going to tell you. So she says, my fiance is Brandon Lee. Uh-huh. I'm like, who is Brandon Lee?
He said, he's seen The Crow?
Very good. Okay, so excellent. So I'm like, who is Brandon Lee? You know, there's 20 million Brandon Lees out there, right? So she said, oh, he's the son of Bruce Lee. I'm like, holy crap, are you kidding? I was in martial arts all my life. Bruce Lee was my idol. I had posters of Bruce Lee in my bedroom. My fighting style was like Bruce Lee. People used to call me Bruce Lee. And all of a sudden, I'm freaking talking to Brandon Lee, which was unbelievable. So I tell my wife, this is our break in life. We're going to start doing celebrity weddings. And no more budget brides for us. So then we had gathered all this wedding planning information, so I decided to publish a wedding book. So I published a wedding book, found a distributor, goes to a store. It becomes a best-selling wedding planning books overnight. I grew up in Puerto Rico. When I came to this country, I could hardly speak English. So I go from a kid that can hardly speak English to writing these books and becoming best-selling book, which is, and this is before AI, so you cannot give AI any credit. I wish I had had AI back then because it would have really made it a lot easier, but no. So we did a third book, a fourth book, and a fifth book. At one, we ended up writing like over 30 wedding planning books. At one time, 45% of all the wedding books sold in this country were ours. And then all of a sudden, the publishing business sort of died, so I had to find something else to do. So I started flipping houses, buying homes, renovating the houses, and selling them. So one day, one Valentine's Day, I bring my wife to Temecula, which is a wine country.
Nicely done. Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Valentine's Day. So I bring her here. We were going to have lunch with some friends, and they were late, so we're driving around. We see an open house. And I tell my wife, hey, why don't we come and look at the house? And we went inside. The house was really disheveled, was really ugly, green tiles. The backyard was like just pure dirt. And I'm like, I like this house. And my wife said, what are you talking about? This house is hideous. You're crazy. And I'm like, look, there's some potential in this house. So I buy the house with intention of flipping it. So in the course of thinking what I'm going to do, a friend of mine said, hey, this house has a huge backyard. Why don't you put it on Vrbo? I'm like, what the heck is Vrbo? I've had never heard of Vrbo before. And he says, you know, Vrbo is a site where you can put your house and rent it for the weekend. You can make a lot of money. And I'm like, come on, I don't know how that works. So I went to the Vrbo website, saw all these beautiful homes, and I saw how much these people are charging per night. And I'm like, holy crap, you can make a lot of money renting this house on the weekend. So what I did is everybody told me heads in the bed. So the more people you have in your house, the more you can make. So this house then was a 4-bedroom, 2-bath house. I turned that house into a 7-bedroom, 5.5-bath without having to change the outside walls, just by changing the walls inside. So I did that. I put a pool, I put a pickleball court, a great sports area, and a great outdoor kitchen. And we put it on Vrbo. Overnight, the house started getting booked. I think for the first 5 years, I had that house booked every single weekend. There was not a single weekend that was available. So because of the success of that house, I'm like, you know what? I want to do this again. This is just easy money. So I want to do this again. So I started looking for another property that I could buy and renovate, and I couldn't find any house that would fit the bill. I was looking for a very specific, a house that would give me a big backyard, very private, away from neighbors, so I didn't have to bother neighbors, and I couldn't find anything. So I said, well, you know, if I cannot find a house that is already built, I'm going to have to build it myself. So I, you know, with my engineering background and all the other stuff that I've done, you know, I'm pretty good at designing and stuff like that. So I used to travel to Spain, to southern Spain with my wife. We've gone to the islands of Spain, Mallorca, Ibiza, and we really fell in love with the Ibiza-style homes, which are homes that are like, you know, white walls, flat roof, very large window and stuff like that. So with that inspiration, I designed Villa Fabulosa. So if you look at the architecture of Villa Fabulosa, say a house that's sort of reminiscent the houses in southern Spain and Mallorca and Ibiza. And
I kind of feel like I'm in Ibiza.
Yeah.
A little bit.
We should go there after this.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
So I designed the house, and then I found this lot. When I bought this lot here, this was a little pad on top of the hill and just pure dirt. So I basically took this mountain, flattened it because it was like a small pad. We flattened it. We spread the dirt out to end up with a very large pad. And designed the house, and we started building it. So I was my own contractor, had never built a house from scratch. I had to learn all about permits and all the stuff. So I built the house, and it took me like 14 months to build the house, put on Vrbo very quickly because the house is so unique. There's no other house even similar that comes close to the elegance and the luxury of Villa Fabulosa. So very, very quickly became the most popular vacation rental in Temecula. We have pretty much all sold out. And it's just been fantastic. It's just a great journey. So it's amazing that within a year, here I am talking to Vrbo as recognized as one of the Vrbo vacation rentals of the year. It's just an honor.
Yeah. I mean, it's an incredible place. And by the way, like, I think you're maybe the most interesting person in the world, you know, the most interesting man in the world, I think. So it's funny how you mentioned that, you know, you found places that aren't necessarily like, when you found them, wouldn't be places that would be amazing vacation rentals. You created the space. It's interesting. My lake house was the oldest house in the lake town. And when I saw it, there was so much work that needed to be put into it. But you see these unique places and people want to go to unique places when they go to vacation rentals. Like I had to totally redo the septic system and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it once I did sort of the hard work to fix it up, you have this really unique spot. So, you know, you talked a lot about the house. Let's talk a little bit about like the hospitality you provide, because we know that the house is only part of the equation. It's like, how do you deliver the experience the traveler wants?
You know, I think what I do that I think few people do is I make a connection with the guest. And it blows my mind how important that is and how simple it is to build a relationship with the guest. You know, one thing is to have a beautiful house with beautiful amenities, but to make that connection. So what I do is I make it very easy for people to enjoy the house as much as possible. So one of the things that I do is I have a great website that has a lot of videos that shows everything that we have in the house. Not only that, but our videos show our guests how to use everything at the house, how to use the stereo, how to use the pizza oven, how to use the TV, how to play music outside, all that stuff. So when they get to my house, they're already fully familiarized with the house and they don't have to be like sending a text to the host, hey, how do I turn the pizza oven or how to do this, and wait for the host 2 hours for the host to answer. So I make it very easy. Those videos, I have them with QR codes throughout the house. So when people get to the house, if they don't know how to use the TV, they just read the QR code and then there's a video that shows them how to use the TV. Then the other thing that I do is one of the videos that I have, which I think is fantastic, is that we have a video that shows everything that we have in our kitchen. So we go drawer by drawer, door by door, and we show all the, you know, the plates that we have, the silverwares, the fact that we have a waffle makers, a steamer, you know, anything that you can think of we have. I go even one step further. I tell people, look, watch the video so you can see everything we have in our kitchen. If you don't see something that you want to use for cooking whatever meals you're trying to prepare, let me know. I'll go to online and I order the product so they can use it while they're here, and then future guests can use it too. So if you look at my kitchen, it's fully stocked with pretty much every single gadget that we have. So that's one thing. The other thing that I do is when people book, I call them up, introduce myself, and start forming a relationship. Then when they come here, I give them a call. We ask them, if there are any questions, you need any recommendation about restaurants or wineries and whatever. And then halfway through their reservation, I send them a text to say, hey, how's everything going? Are you guys enjoying Villa Fabulosa? Do you have any question? I'm here for you. Feel free to call me if you need anything. And then when they leave, I give them a call. And by then, I have become best friend with these people. I have built a relationship with this guy. And I basically called in to say two things. Was everything to your satisfaction? Is there anything that is not working to perfection that I should take care of before our next guest arrive? I don't let my cleaning crew just tell me, hey, Alex, this broke or whatever, because I cannot rely on them. Often they come, they clean, they leave, and they don't realize that, say, a door is squeaking or whatever. So I ask my guests, is there anything? Is there a ping pong paddle that needs to be replaced? So that's sort of a way that I can just really maintain the standard of quality that I expect for my guest. And then building that relationship with the guest sort of assures a good review, because once you build this relationship with the guest and you have shown to your guest that you really care, then they go and they write a good review, which is, you know, the most important thing.
The next booking.
It's the key of the next bookings, right?
Yeah. And the communication part's so important. Before, during, and after the stay. Because actually one thing I found is with that communication in the middle of the stay, it actually gives you an opportunity to course correct if there is something wrong. Like,
right.
Hey, if there's something like, if there's a major thing wrong, like, I don't know, something wrong with the toilet or something like that, then that's pretty hard to recover from. But if it's something basic, like, hey, I'm trying to figure out how this TV works, if you can actually just demonstrate quickly that you're there to help them,
right,
that they really appreciate that you were there to do that. Because not every host is like that. You'd be surprised. So it sounds like you're really hands-on, which is fantastic.
And I think not just sending a text and communicating with text. Let me tell you a funny story. So my son is 23 years old. He went to UCLA, got a degree in economics, and he's the new generation. He really likes texting, right? The new generation. So now he's helping me manage the houses. And now I'm sort of telling him, hey, call the guests, form a relationship with guests, and start managing the guests. And now he and I has a competition of who gets the best review.
Nice.
So he takes care of some of the guests. I take care of some of the guests. And we can see whenever we get a good review, either was mine or him. So it's really fun. But he has learned very quickly how important it is to have that conversation. That just carrying the conversation, getting to know the guests is super important.
Yeah, it's basic hospitality, the relationship building. I mean, it's like, I never went through it myself, but like I work with all these people that grew up working at hotels, and they understand the training that goes through hospitality. Some of them went through like the Oberoi program or the Ritz-Carlton program, and it's these little basics like this that actually go a really long way.
Right.
That's right. Really cool. Hey, so you mentioned waffle maker, you mentioned pizza oven. When guests are at this house, like what are their favorite amenities?
One of the things that I would say that is more unique, you know, a lot of people can have waffle makers and stuff like that. Two things. Our pizza oven is a hit. It's funny because when I decided to put pizza oven on my other house, Villa Magnifica, my wife said, why would you want to put a pizza oven? No one is going to like it. It's a hit. People love coming here, preparing their own pizza, making their own pizza. So when I built Villa Fabulosa, I decided to put not one, but two pizza ovens. Because if there's 24 people here, you don't want to have to be waiting for an hour for people to be making two or three pizzas at a time. So,
Mom, is the pepperoni ready yet?
Yeah, right. So the pizza oven is a hit. We have a teppanyaki. My son makes a killer fried rice on the teppanyaki. It's so cool. But I would say the most unique thing that we have at Villa Fabulosa is our 18-hole miniature golf. We had this big pad, and I was actually going to build a second house, but the county wouldn't allow me to build a second house on the pad. So I'm like, what do I do with this big, large pad? So then I came up with creating a 18-hole miniature golf course. Every hole has obstacle, like you have to throw the ball through the loop and stuff like that. Exactly. So I designed the stuff myself. People cannot believe that this was designed myself. There's like, you know, come on.
That's a pretty unique one.
There's no way.
I know vacation rentals that have one miniature golf hole. I don't know any that have 18 holes. That's
right.
Pretty cool.
Right.
And like the pizza oven actually makes, it's so consistent with the things that we're trying to do as a category. Like typically if you're staying in a vacation rental, like the whole idea is being together. And if you're being together, one of the main things you're gonna do is you're gonna eat and cook together.
Right.
And having that unique amenity, that's pretty special. A lot of places have a grill, not everywhere has a pizza oven.
Right. The other thing that we have is, if you notice on my dining room, we have a very large dining room table that sits anywhere between 14, 16 people. Likewise, in our outdoor kitchen, we have a very large table that sits about 16 people. So it's about getting big families to sit together in one table and enjoy and create memories that last forever.
Yeah, it's a pretty spectacular spot. Yeah. So just based on all of your background too, like you have this mind for design. Talk a little bit about like the design principles that you put into this place. I mean, it's pretty special. Or were you just inspired when you were in Ibiza?
You know,
people get inspired in Ibiza.
I think I was inspired with those homes in Ibiza. And I just wanted to design the house to be very elegant, just modern luxury. And that's the name of my company, Modern Luxury Builders. So you know, I love the blue color. I see you have a nice shirt, mine. So, you know,
it's almost like we're twins.
Yeah. So, I like blue. I like dark blue colors. So, you know, I think I it's just very bright, vibrant, elegant. That's sort of what I like.
Fantastic. So, I mean, you have the whole package. You have the location. You have the unique house. You have the amenities. You have the hospitality. What's like some of the memorable experiences that you've had by being one of our hosts and really delivering great experiences for our travelers?
I think I would say meeting some of the guests. It has been really amazing meeting some of the people that have stayed here. Again, you know, I talk to these people, I get to know the people, and is just super cool. One of the coolest guests that I've had was Mario Lopez. He was here. You know, the guy by Saved by the Bell.
Oh, I know.
And what?
And whenever you turn on a TV, like when he's the one
Access
that's like
Hollywood.
Yeah, he's going through like these are the videos you can watch in your hotel room, you know.
Right. No, the guy is great. So he was coming to Temecula and visit Temecula, told me, hey, Mario Lopez is looking for a nice house. He saw your house. He would like to stay at your house. And I'm like, heck yeah. So he came over. And, you know, not only he wanted to stay here, but the guy was super nice. He said, hey, tell Alex if he wants to meet me, just have him come over. I'd love to meet him. The fact that the guy is so famous and for him to tell the host, hey, if you want to come meet me, come meet me. Guy was super down to earth, super friendly. He was dancing here. It was just fantastic.
Amazing. All right. But then let's talk about, all right, that's a fun guest.
Okay.
What are some of the challenges you've had in being a host? Like what's some of the stuff that's tough about doing this business? Because you know, it's not all fun and games.
Yeah, you know, I would say the challenge is what I've learned. Like if you ask me like what lessons I've learned, is to be very upfront with your guests. Don't leave anything for interpretation. Don't assume that your guests have read your rules on Vrbo. So when the guests first inquire about my house, I send all my rules to them and make it very clear that what you can or cannot do. And because of that, I don't get a lot of, you know, some people decide not to rent the house because my rules are very strict. But because my homes are always booked, I have the luxury to be very, very strict with my guests. I send the rules, and that's the lesson that I've learned, is don't leave anything for interpretation. Because a lot of guests, I can tell you, they book a house and they tell you, we will have 15 people sleeping at the house. Okay, if you don't ask, are you planning to invite other people? They may not tell you they're planning to invite 20 people. Here in Temecula, a lot of our guests come to Temecula to attend a wedding. So often they book this house because they want to stay here, but because they came here for a wedding and a lot of other people came from all over the US to attend the wedding, they think they can invite all the people that were invited to the wedding to come and hang out at my house.
There's probably been quite a few after parties that were unauthorized here after the wedding.
Well, not that many, because again, my rules are very strict. So, but that's, I always ask the question, okay, so you're telling me 16 people are going to sleep. Are you planning to invite anybody else? And then when they tell me, yeah, we're planning to have 50 people at your house, I'm like, no, thank you. Find another house. So that's the lesson, is just make sure that you know what these guests are planning to do. Don't assume anything and don't leave anything for interpretation.
Yeah. So you're a premier host. It sounds like you're a premier host by far and wide. Like, what does that mean to you?
Well, you know, it's such an honor to be a premier host. You know, the fact that I just built this house about a year ago and just have become the Vrbo Vacation of the Year is a huge host. To me, what that means is that I have to go well above and beyond what the guests expect. And that's not just having a clean house and having amenities, but doing just like minor details. Like, for example, if you look at one of my drawers in the kitchen, I have a basket filled with incidentals. And that includes cough drops, Advils, nail polish, sunscreen. You know, we have a mini CVS in my kitchen. So I don't want my guests to have to run to the drugstore at 10 o'clock because someone is having an allergic reaction to something or having a cough or a headache or whatever. So we have all the kind of stuff that you see at CVS.
But, that's a nice little tip.
Stuff that most people may need during their vacation. I do like minor details. Like, for example, we have cordless chargers in a room. So I don't want the host or the guest to go and look for a power cord and then look for an outlet behind the bed to power their phone. So we have the cordless chargers that you just put your phone on top of the charger. So make it very simple. The other thing is, I think one of the reasons why I'm where I am is because I believe in a team. I believe in my cleaning crew is part of the team. I empower the team to really do a good job. I sort of tell them, hey, the success of this house is really based on you. You guys are just as important as what we offer here. So they really like to hear that. And as a matter of fact, when they were here just a few days ago cleaning the house, and I told my team, my cleaning crew, that we were selected as Vrbo Vacation Rental of the Year, I actually gave them the credit. I said, because of you, we get such a good reviews, and because of our reviews, then we just got the award. So they were so happy that they were part of the deal. The other thing that is allows me to give an excellent service to my guests is my handyman and my landscaper and stuff like that. So I'm fortunate I own the mobile home down at the bottom of the hill. So when I was looking for a tenant, I decided that I wanted to rent that house to a contractor, to a handyman.
Brilliant.
And the condition to rent the house was you have to be the guy that whenever I need you at 10 o'clock at night or whatever, you have to go up there and fix the stuff. So I blows my guests' mind when they call me and say, hey, this light doesn't work, or we don't know how to do this, or we need this. And within 10 minutes, there is a guy here fixing the stuff. So it's really, you know, that's what you need. You need a good team that is really empowered to do excellent service for your guests, and people that are close by that you can call on a moment's notice to come and take care of your guests.
Yeah, I mean, it's so important that the house is clean every single time and all the right maintenance stuff is taken care of. Like, it doesn't matter if you have a pizza oven if the house isn't clean. It doesn't matter if you have a pizza oven if the pool's not working. Like, there's some very right. basics that we're trying to deliver in terms of consistency on our platform. And to a certain extent, the Premier Host badge is a badge that indicates that you're going to deliver that sort of experience. And hopefully what you've seen is by having that Premier Host badge, you get the next booking. You get the next booking. You get the next booking.
Absolutely. So absolutely.
We're trying to give you more visibility because of the great things that you've done for us.
Right.
So you've been honored as one of the best, Vacation Rental of the Year. What is some advice that you'd give to other hosts that would aspire to be, you know, in the top section of our partners?
I think the best advice I can give to these people is to hire me as their consultant. So, you know, I can just help them to improve their house. No, just kidding. Just basically what I've said, you know, come up with a website that will show videos on how to use everything at the house, at the QR code. It blows my mind that people don't do this because it saved me so many calls. People calling me asking how to operate the TV or whatever. So just put the QR code, makes it easy for the guests, figure out how to use everything at your house. Be very upfront with your guests. Just make sure that they know what your rules are. Be sort of very clear. Don't leave anything for interpretation. Just have little incidentals, you know, the little details like the charger that I mentioned, all that stuff. And then main thing is form a relationship with your guests. Call the guests as soon as they book. Just build that relationship, become best friend, because that's how you're going to get great reviews. And once you get great reviews, then your business will be very successful.
Yeah, I'm definitely stealing the QR code idea.
Yeah.
Brilliant. That's
good.
So
I need to charge for that, though. That's I patented that idea.
One of your fees.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. So building cruise missiles, toys, vacation rentals, real estate, marriage. What's next for you?
Oh, retirement, man. That's it.
You've already had six careers.
You know, what's next to me is I started a Modern Luxury Builders, which is a company I created for my son mainly. So my son learns to build a house and, you know, just basically give it to him as in a platter. Here is what your future is. So just teach my son how to build houses and something that he can do on his own. But yeah, eventually I just want to like start traveling more with my wife and taking life easier.
Yeah, you've done enough work.
I think I've done enough. Yeah,
you have a few places actually maybe just to hang out. I mean, you don't need to go on vacation. Just come here, right?
That's right.
All right, Alex. So thanks for hosting us here. Thanks for being one of our top partners. Thanks for everything that you do for our travelers. And thanks for being on the podcast today.
Well, thank you for selecting my home as one of Vrbo's Vacation Rental of the Years. And it's such an honor. So I couldn't be happier that we're here doing this.
Major thanks to Tim for sitting in the host chair for that one. And of course, to Alex for sharing his background and giving us all of his hosting tips. To see a full listing of all of Vrbo's vacation rentals of the year, including Villa Fabulosa, visit the link in the description. And stay tuned for all of season 5 of Powering Travel. To get updated when new episodes are live, be sure to follow us on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere where you listen and watch your favorite podcast. Thanks again for listening to Powering Travel, brought to you by Expedia Group. I'm the new host, Elizabeth Goodridge, and I can't wait to see where you're going to next.